Hey, you're listening to The Rare Life, and I'm your host for this episode, Alyssa Newtile. Today, I'm here with Madeline to give you guys updates about our Family and Friends Rare Disease Day fundraiser. Hi, Madeline.
Hey, thanks for leading this one out. You're awesome.
Nobody panic. This is just temporary, guys.
It's like a one-time little fun thing just to like, well, because we just did a mini episode.
Just to
I'm
see
like,
how
let's
it
change
goes.
It up.
Just to see what
Alyssa's
it
in charge.
Like.
Yeah.
So we're here. We just wanted to give you a little update. First of all, do you want to like tell us where we're at, Madeline? What's the fundraiser?
Yeah.
What's going on with it?
Yeah, Alyssa doesn't know yet. I was like, I'm going to wait till we're in it. So it'll be like authentic shock.
It's a secret.
So last time when we updated you during a regular episode and during our mini episode, we were at about 80 to 85% there. And this week, as of right now, we are 90% there, which is exciting. We're getting closer to our goal. And also, I mean, I guess, you know, we've gone up about like 5 to 7% since last week. And so I think like we can definitely see the steam running out here, and we just need to get that last 10% in the next few days. So we need like a little bit of a sprint to the end in order to make it. So we would love your guys' help in that.
Yeah. So by the time this episode comes out, there will be about 72 to 48 hours left in the fundraiser, which is great because that means it's only 72 to 48 hours left for you to like ask your friends, family, and then you never have to bother them about the Rare Life for the rest of the year. So we're close. We can do it. It's super exciting that like we're 90% of the way. Like that already feels like really, not that I want us to stop, but like that feels like really successful. Like it feels like we almost did it, you know,
yeah.
Like this is doable. We can do it.
Yes. The finish line is within sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it is very exciting. And like you say, in only a few days, we don't have to think or talk about this anymore. And let me tell you, no one is sicker of it than me and Alyssa. So like we will be celebrating with you. Like, so excited for this to be done. I mean, it's been really awesome, too, though, to, like, see people support. It's, like, so, I guess we'll start out. Our first little section is, like, a note towards people who've done some form of support of the fundraiser, whether that's making your own fundraiser or sharing it with someone else or making a donation yourself, like, whatever it is that you've done, big or small. It just feels so good to be supported this way. And I mean, even people who've made fundraisers or asked people and no one's donated, right? Like, so you may be like, oh, I'm a failure. But like, it really does mean so much to see you put this effort into it. It feels like instead of just being mine and Alyssa's thing to keep going and propelling forward, like it's become like everyone's cause, which is really cool because like, I don't know, I was thinking about it. Having a nonprofit in a lot of ways is like so vulnerable because you rely on other people's generosity. Like you rely on their getting behind your cause in order to keep going. And so it's amazing when you guys deliver. And it's been so cool to see all the love and support going towards it to help us keep going. And it just, I don't know, it puts a lot of like walk with the talk, right? Where like when we get messages of like, oh, this has been so great. I love it. Thank you for doing this, which I love getting those messages. And then to see you put that into action of like reaching out to your family and friends to keep it going is just like, it's putting the, what's it called? Like the oomph behind your words. That's the gist of
something like that. Yeah. Well, and I think too, you sort of touched on this, like there's a lot of vulnerability in like working for a nonprofit, running a nonprofit, constantly having to like ask people for money, you know, because that's like the world that we're in. Right. But also everyone else who's done that for us, everyone who started their own fundraiser, asked people on social media to donate to it, shared our fundraiser, like your vulnerability and your willingness to like put yourself out there and help us has not gone unnoticed. We so appreciate that because it does get a little bit draining. And that's part of this, like the last 2 days, the last 3 days, like ready to like hole up in my little blanket fort and not talk to anyone for a minute, because it's a lot of vulnerability to put yourself out there. And knowing that we've had probably like upwards of 100 people like willing to do that with us in the last like month or so is just, it's really incredible.
Yes, it really is. Cause it is vulnerable, like for everyone involved to like do this. And it's really cool too, to hear from people. I think we said this last time, but to hear like how meaningful it's been for them too to participate. I love hearing that because I didn't really expect that. Like that wasn't like, oh, I want to help. our listeners, I want to give them a feel good boost, but it really has, like, I think helped people feel like it feels good to be a part of a cause and to like help with things and be generous and stuff. And so that's been a cool side effect too, of like the feel good of like helping with something. And then the people who've donated to those fundraisers or like been like, yes, I'll donate. Like, obviously they get a shot of that feel good too. So
absolutely. So we just have this little last part left. It's a sprint to the finish. And so for people who haven't done anything yet, but maybe you've never thought about it, maybe you are for somehow, some way, just now hearing about this today. Maybe you wanted to do it, you forgot about it. It doesn't matter why you haven't started. If you want to, if you want to get in on this fundraiser and help us out, you have 2 or 3 days left. And what that means is you can start a fundraiser and then be done with it in like 48 hours if you want. There is still time.
Definitely. And I will say this too. The majority of what we raised was in the first 48 hours of the fundraiser, right? So just to put it in context, it's not like there's not enough time left. You might as well not do it. It's like you can raise some serious money in like a handful of hours. Like when you first create a fundraiser, when you first ask someone, like that's the, I don't know, the time when you usually get the most money. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, like you can be our little secret weapon that we whip out at the very end where we're like, everyone's kind of losing steam. We need 10% more to get to our goal. And like having some fresh people come out of the ranks and create their fundraiser or ask people for money, like that can get us there, right? Like that could be the steam that we need to get to the end. So,
yeah. So if you've already got a fundraiser going, don't forget, keep sharing it, remind people about it, tell them they've only got like 2 days left to donate if they want to. And if you're just now starting a fundraiser, you can go all in. All it takes is like one or two posts that are just like really heartfelt and like make sure you share them, and whatever you can get in a short amount of time, it's so helpful.
Yeah. And as a reminder, too, I know we've said this a million times, but we have a page on the website that walks you through the whole thing. So if you're like, I want to make a fundraiser, how'd she say to do that again? Or like, where do I go to for that? We will link that in the show notes. It's also just therarelife.org/fundraiser. And it literally just walks you through the whole thing of making a one for Instagram, one for Facebook, and then notes for people who want to kind of be outside of social media, whether you're not on there or you want to add that on to your efforts with social media. All of it's so helpful, but we try to make it so easy on there. So you can head there, or just even on like Instagram and Facebook, we've posted a lot of stuff about like how to do it. It really like 5 minutes or less. If you don't take a long time writing out your why, less than 2 minutes to create a fundraiser. So we don't want to take up like a ton of your life. We know you guys are so busy and have so much on your plates, but it really does make a big difference and it means a lot.
Yep, absolutely. And just a reminder, like once we hit 100% for this fundraiser, that's the funding we need to run for the rest of the year. So if you have any question about like, what's this money going to, or like, does it matter, whatever, it matters so much. Like it's the end of February and we can run this podcast for an entire year, which means that we don't have to ask anyone for money for the rest of the year, or the money that we do ask for can be used for new projects, which we have a couple that we're thinking about. So it's massive. It's huge. It's going to be really beneficial for everybody in this community. We're really, really excited about it.
Yep. I think we're like the rest of the fundraising, like the last 10% will give us like another month mm-hmm. or something of funding, which is really cool. That's like 4 episodes. That's all the things that goes into that. So yes, you're right. It is a big deal. It makes a difference. And I know we say this a lot and people talk about this a lot. It's kind of like a saying or whatever, but every bit does make a difference. Like it really does add up really fast. So big or small.
Yep.
It's amazing. I'm gonna make one last plug really quick too. Kind of random, but like a little like tidbit is just like also looking at company matching programs. Like if you work for a company that might have where they like, oh, if you donate $10 to a nonprofit, we will also donate $10 or whatever. Like there are a lot of companies that have stuff like that. I've received a few checks in the mail, which is really exciting, like physical checks of like $13 and $50. And those are just like the companies, like people, when they donate, they just go tell their company and fill out a little form and then they also donate. So it doubles what you donate. So that's also a really great way to get a bigger bang for your buck in donations. So there's a little plug for that.
All right, Madeline, do you have any final thoughts for us?
I just want to say one last thank you. I know we were saying this before, but like seriously, it means so, so much. Every time I see anything pop up about donations or fundraisers or sharing things, it is amazing. And you guys are amazing. And I feel so loved and supported by you, which is giving us more oomph to be able to love and support you back forever through the podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
All right. Join us in a couple of days for the siblings episode. It's a really good one, guys. You're not going to want to miss it. See you then.
Bye.